And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with actually Corey Sandin here. Rock Cod Rick's on his way to our Kingfisher Charters Sitka, Alaska trip today, and Corey is our co-host today. Great to have Corey, and we have the one and only John Ireland all the way from Rancho Leonero, which is not very far because it's not all the way because we were just all there for our big tournament. So we're going to be talking about some great fishing at a beautiful place in Southern Baja. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimal performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marine attendants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, I couldn't think of a better place to be talking about, Pete, than with
Rancho Leonero.
Right, with stuff opening up.
You should have been, Corey, you should have been with us.
I know.
It was so awesome. Ricky was down there, and I was down there, and we had such a great group.
I think I'm one of the few that has yet to experience the paradise of Rancho.
Yeah. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Corey. And literally fresh back from our tournament.
So right off, hot off the airplane. Yeah. Like you say, short trip. An hour and 15
it's
minutes.
It's easy.
And we're back. So easy.
Yeah.
It really is.
And you know, you had the COVID, those flying back in the U.S. like we did on Alaska,
I
had the COVID test right at the ranch. It was no big deal and pretty easy. I mean, Cabo Airport's busy, very, very, very busy. And they're all, thank God, they're all going south. because the Los Barriles and Rancho Llanero and all that area are still pretty much the same. You know, it is.
You know, it's it's changing though.
It's changing. It's been discovered.
It's been discovered. Finally, after all these years. You know, it's Cabo County, of course, but it's a completely different environment.
Yeah.
And weather, and actually it's all about the beach as well. Over in Cabo side, it's dangerous. You can't send the kids down to play on the beach.
Yeah.
You know, they get swept away in a big wave. Pacific waves are crashing. And then the drop-offs are real steep along the beaches. It's pretty dangerous on the other side. And, of course, on our side, it's like a lake. You know, we're on the lee of the peninsula. And so it's a much, much better spot for families visiting, and they're discovering that more for residential than hotels as much as anything, which is good for us. Everything that's going in there is very, very low density. We're not getting any of the Cabo Highway stuff. We've got the Four Seasons down 3 or 4 miles south of us, and they're max 3 stories, you know, and very, very low density and very, very high end, which is good for us.
And the Four Seasons, which 3 miles south of you, is what, about $2,000 a night?
Pretty close.
For starting.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And if you want to go to dinner there, it's about $300 a person to eat there or something like that.
It's so expensive. I was looking at the lobster, $150 a pound.
Pick your own. Oh,
right?
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's shelling. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's and people ask me, are you concerned? Are you going to lose guests? Your competition? I go, you kid.
When you can get in a room, including all your food, for $150 a night at Rancho Llanero, I don't think so.
Kind of the best partner, really, right? I mean, just to promote the area and have your slice of paradise right there that people can come down, affordable, and...
Really, least biased guy here in the studio, but the ranch is just the nicest location, probably in all of Cabo, with the reef in front of the hotel and all that. And it's all bluff, so you don't get any the wash when it rains heavy in the mountains. It doesn't affect us. We don't get washed out, and it's just it's like a park. It really, really is a beautiful spot.
It is,
and much nicer than the location for the Four Seasons and all that. So
they probably wish they had your beautiful reef and point and.
Yeah, you know, I met the owner of the Iron Gate and I was talking to him.
Which is the ones that are on the phone.
Yeah, they won the Four Seasons of Mon. There's a whole big development down there. Very, very high end.
$20 million lots?
$30 million.
$30 million.
Jeff Bezos from Amazon just paid $30 million for a lot. On the beach. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He's gonna, I guess, build a home for $20 million. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's absolutely nuts. Who would ever dream of this kind of stuff? So it certainly helped me in the real estate market. You know,
sure.
Everything's going up. But let's go talk about the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, 25th annual, and certainly by far our best tournament ever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody got
flat, calm weather, three days of just beautiful weather.
Cutwater Spirits throwing in some little ching.
Oh, yeah, Youssef and his whole gang there, Earl, they were all there supporting the tournament.
Youssef, Earl, the best everything. And big supporters there. Youssef has a home on the ranch, and I think Earl is getting ready to build one, and they're great neighbors and good friends as well. But their support means a lot, of course.
Yeah,
Cutwater is up and coming. Youssef's a really interesting guy. Of course, you know, everyone knows he started Ballast Point, and he really is the chemist. He's the one, the mixer, puts them all together.
The mastermind.
He's the mastermind. Yeah, he was on the cover of Forbes magazine. Really, a pretty famous guy in that industry. He's the godfather of craft beer, and now he's moved from craft beer and spirits, and with Cutwater, and they're knocking them dead. Those cans. Cocktails are just killer.
Yeah, super popular and just fantastic. And his spirits are fantastic, too. He's just come out with a mezcal. He's got 3 different types of tequilas.
Won every gold award.
And he goes to tequila to develop all these, too.
He does, and he does it all the old style, you know, with the burn pits, and he does everything, you know. You see all these tequilas like... what is it, Hermanos, and the 818, you know, and all these, and they just go and hire some company to produce the tequila for them. They don't pay much attention. Youssef's a different deal entirely. They had the, in San Francisco, they had the, I'm not real familiar with the industry, but literally, the mezcal was the first year they brought it out, and it won every gold award, and so did his tequila. So
yeah, that's really incredible.
Yeah, no, he's really
along
really
with it. Yeah, no, Cutwater is a great partner of ours, and I know a great partner of Rancho Llaneros, and it's they're and really lucky. Great, and they're good people there.
And they're,
yeah.
and they're lucky; they bring good fishing. Too.
They bring really good fishing because yeah. I know his gang and everybody went out, and the tuna fishing was off the charts. Yeah. I mean, limits for everybody every day, right?
Literally every boat every day. There were it was a 3-day tournament, 23 boats, and there were two boats that didn't catch fish during the whole, did catch tuna during the whole tournament.
Because they didn't go.
Yeah, they stayed inside there for roosters or the marlin. But everybody that went out for the yellowfin, boy, did they get on them. And it's interesting. It was perfect because they were pretty far out. They were like, as you know, 25 to 50 off. But they were separated pods just spread throughout the area. And consequently, there weren't the big piles of boats on any one mm-hmm. particular pod.
Just so all spread out.
It was very, very spread, very, very spread. And it was like that the whole time. And it's also a good thing, too, because it's too spread for the commercial guys to come out and make a raft.
Which is an awesome thing, right?
Yeah, which is really an awesome thing. So they're still out there. They're out there yesterday. Doing the same thing that we were doing last week.
But then you were saying, then you turn around and there's amberjack and yellowtail inshore, right?
Who would have thought? You know, the water on top is 81 degrees. You were down and they kind of informed me. There's thermoclines and further down you go. And I guess on the bottom at Pomo was 65 degrees.
69 at the bottom of Pomo.
Yeah, see, they like...
At 50 feet, which is not that far.
No, it's not. So they like the cooler water. And that's really catching the yellowtail. Too is in 50 to 70 feet of water,
which is pretty shallow, really, isn't it? Because I think in the wintertime is when they would typically get them, right? Like the December, January, February.
Yeah, 70. They like 70 degree water. It's really, really unusual to catch them in 80 degree. But if there are thermoclines, it makes a little more sense. Yeah, and they were catching 20 to 40 pounders, limiting on them, and you know, with a small sinker and drift fishing sardine. Right there between Punta Colorado and La Rivera, right on the drop-offs there, picking up nice pompano, gaff tail, and African pompano in there, and
lots of roosters, small roosters, tons of small roosters.
They're loving the little sardine, and that's unusual. And striped marlin, gosh, it's just so many striped marlins, four or five miles right off the front.
Incredible. And now sailfish are starting to move in.
And a few sails were picked up. Yeah, with this warming water, we'll get a good mix of sails. And blues and blacks are due anytime, too.
Yeah.
And then of course, the occasional big bull dorado.
Yeah.
Those were the big fish of the day. You know, we had the Calcutta going on, and those were the fish that won the Calcutta.
Yeah, we had a 49 and a 43. Dorado.
Yeah.
And then a second day, I think we had a 48 or something like that.
On the high 40s.
Those jumbos.
Two or three a day.
Because that 48-pounder, I mean, some people would call them a 60-pounder, you know? They're huge.
As big as you are. Bigger than I am.
They really get big. You know, those big bulls with that flat head, they're cool fish. It's been real spectacular fishing. Amberjack. Now, amberjack are mixed in there with the yellowtail. And actually, they're catching more amberjack than there are yellowtail. Big amberjack.
Yeah.
We've had four this year, right, button up against 100 pounds. Great big ones. In fact, we picked up one yesterday, and they're around in the same areas. Just real active this year. A lot of bait.
So why do you think this fishing is so good this year? Normally, it doesn't really kick in till July, August, but it's early this year.
Yeah, it's early this year. The water's a little warmer earlier this year.
Yeah.
I really couldn't tell you. I'd like to tell you because of the COVID last year, and we didn't have much fishing pressure. But honestly, sport fishing doesn't put that much pressure on the industry either. They're keeping the commercial guys out more. You know, they're enforcing that, and they're doing a much better job, the government is, with that. And And gosh, I really couldn't tell you, but it is fishing, you know. And,
yeah.
And wow, it's been really, really good the last month. Just spectacular. As good as I can recall.
What about the beach fishing, John? I know you've, in the last few months, talking about the rooster fish from the beach.
Oh, loads of rooster fish always this time of year.
Yeah.
For some reason, the size in the last 2 or 3 weeks hasn't been what it was earlier in the year, but they'll come back. So I'd say the average fish now is between 10 and 30 pounds, which is a big rooster fish anywhere else in the world. But we're used to 50 to close to 100 pounders all the time.
I saw the video, Pete, that you have on the last email.
Yes.
And a video showing, you know,
Roosters on the beach.
Yeah, so
so exciting.
Beautiful
video.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you got a big one on
Big one on the beach with Gary. Yeah, yeah, that was fun.
You got a whopper.
Right. I mean, and standing in the sand and pulling on a 30 pounder in the surf. I mean, it's awesome, right?
Beautiful.
We say in the surf, there's no surf. I mean, it's just like a flat. It's like fishing on a lake, basically.
It's funny. They're funny fish because they don't. They fight parallel to the beach. If they make a run, they'll run parallel to the beach one way or the other. They don't go out.
Really?
So you'll see anglers, you know, especially with light tests, just jogging one way or the other, trying to stay with the fish and keep line on their reel. There's nothing like catching them off. Very visual, too.
Yeah.
You know, you see him coming on, you see him strike your bait, and you see the fight the whole time because they're in such shallow water.
Yeah.
There's really no fishing like it, I don't think.
But you can leave right from the ranch and do that style of fishing.
We have dining room will be full, the patio's in front, and there'll be a runner rooster fish in front, and all of a sudden the tables clear out and everybody's out.
Wow.
No, they're you know, everywhere, but certainly in the ranch as much as or more with that reef in front.
And then snorkeling right out in front of the reef there. It's beautiful.
The snorkel's full of fish.
Yeah.
I was just out the other day, and it's honestly, we're in 8 feet of water, and there's so much bait fish you couldn't see the bottom.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah.
No,
true.
And I got to tell you, for those of you that are scuba divers or snorkelers and want to experience one of the great places in the world to scuba dive, Cabo Pulmo Reef. Pulmo Reef is a world class dive destination. You need to make reservations ahead of time because it's a park and it's very limited entry,
which is great, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't have 1,000 people that you're dealing with.
And I dove Monday there. I did a 2-tank dive, and We went to Bajo, which is probably the most prolific of all the spots there, with the most fish, was our first dive. And it was the visibility. This time of the year in spring, they have a lot of plankton bloom. They have a lot of krill in the water.
And so
there's the visibility isn't 100 feet like it would be in the fall, but it was 30 feet. It was enough.
And
it was good.
You know, to interject, that's why there's so many fish in
there.
Because there's such a algae bloom.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much life.
There's so much life.
The huge schools of yellow-tailed snapper. Yeah, thank you. Just tons of those and tons of jacks everywhere. Like you're surrounded with Jack Crevel. And then you look out and there's a 150-pound grouper. And there's another one. And there's another one. And there's another one. And then cabrilla all over the place.
Yeah.
It's sensational.
You don't see...
Yeah, a huge part of it. You don't see the giant parrotfish. You don't see the big fish anywhere that I've ever dove.
That's
like
incredible.
You see at Cabo Pulmo in the spring. Now, when you go in the fall, we always go in the fall and dive in the fall. It's a totally different place. 100-foot visibility. I mean, bait fish everywhere. You see tons of cabrilla. You see tons of other fish around. But you don't see those giant groupers. Where do they go? I mean,
they don't like it real warm.
Yeah.
So they'll drop down some thermocline.
Yeah.
No. So they're in the area. They just go deeper.
Yeah.
One of the stats that sticks out in my head, Pete, about that reef is it's the most northern coral reef in the Pacific.
Yes.
It is, yeah. I think it's only living, existing barrier reef on the Pacific side of the North American continent.
There it is.
And Bob Van Wormer and I'll take credit for it, started the park. It was a state park. We funded it. There was a group of people that did it. and it was a state park for a little less than a year, and the feds came in and took it over and actually tripled the size of the park.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No, and at the time I was disappointed, you know, and everything, but now it's turned out to be a great thing because a lot of these big amberjack and a lot of the big tuna, you know, they'll fish right up against the park line there in Rincon and drift fish, and huge tuna come out of there, you know, 100. It's not unusual. Last year I caught three over 100 pounds.
Yeah.
On sardine, you know, one with Jack Nielsen, you know, one of his little reels about broke my back.
Wow.
But they come out of the park. And so the park's real prolific, producing fish for the area beyond inside the park. Really, it's really been a benefit. I know everybody thinks I'm pro-closure and all that. This is unique. And in Mexico, it's not enough. It's overdone up here. Completely overdone up here. And
but in
way,
Mexico, it's different not. Deal.
No. In Mexico, they just ignore it. And so to see this happen in Mexico is a really
monumental,
really good thing.
Yeah. It's a good thing. Yeah. Really,
and they,
really
and they actually, there's a group that really protects that, watches over that.
Oh
park
boy, no. Yeah, so. you go over the line and they come get you.
Yeah,
they're all over it, which is a good thing. Which is a good thing.
Sure.
And it's showing. It's a really unique spot.
Right, it is.
I'm sure they're talking about a UNESCO. Spot coming up, and it ought to be because
things change.
I used to spearfish on it when I first went down there. You know, it wasn't a park or anything, and so I would free dive on it and shoot pargo and cabrillo out of there.
And the fish know. I mean, the fish know that they're kind of
protected.
They come cruising right by you. I mean,
you can touch them. You can actually, if you're brave enough, go up to those groupers. And they'll sit right there to look at you.
Yeah.
They're attracted to the reflection off your mask. You got to be kind of careful. You don't want them to take a snap and pull your mask off or something.
Yeah.
You're describing that's incredible.
No, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a great spot. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for
you
today. A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup.
I mean, if the last 20 minutes wasn't enough for you, I mean, geez, this is really cool having John in studio. And if you want to give us a shout and talk to John. 213-432-1090 is the number. We're giving away one lucky caller. We're giving away a 30 decades of making knives in the U.S., a handmade Anza knife, a filet knife.
An Anza filet knife.
Is that going to be a yellowfin, bluefin?
It's going to be one of their great knives.
Yeah, I know. It's such a cool deal. So anyway, having John in studio the next 2 hours from Rancho Leonero. Give us a shout, 213-432-1090. Give us a shout on the app. You can text us and do that, too.
Yeah, send us a text on the Let's Talk Hookup app, only on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just go open the Let's Talk Hookup app, text the show. We'll try and get to all those calls and all those texts, as many as possible.
And we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12 volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
It's hot. Time to get to that lake, river, or beach you love. Just remember, COVID is still with us, so plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks, Division of Boating and Waterways.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bizzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup and having such a great time. And you want to give us a call, there is one open line, 213-432-1090. We're giving away a handmade Anza fillet knife.
Yeah, a handmade Anza fillet knife, courtesy of the great people over at Anza. And you want to get through, give us a call. Lines are open right now. JP's standing by waiting for your calls, 213-432-1090. Or you can text the show, and we'll get a question in for you. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Dave from Anza? Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Dave.
Speaking of Anza knives.
Right.
And always good to hear you on the show. It brings back such great memories I have of Rancho Leonero. You know, my first trip to Rancho Leonero was the first Let's Talk Hookup tournament back in 1995. My partner and I won that tournament, and I've been back, I don't know, maybe 15 times or more since. It's such a great spot. Always know what to expect. And I'd say the guys out there, if you want to guarantee a return trip to Rancho Leonero, take your wife with you. Believe me, she's the one that's going to want to go back there. I know mine certainly does. So, but I wanted to give you a field report. My wife and I, we've been up here in the High Sierras for the past week. We're up here at June Lake right now. And what I want to tell everybody is the Sierras are open right now. We were up here last year at this time, and golly, it was, you know, campgrounds were closed down, businesses were shut. Wasn't a very good scene, but everything is wide open right now. And, you know, it was really a slack year on the snowfall this year, which is not good for our water supply, but it's really good access to anywhere you want to go right now. The Mammoth Lakes Basin is open. Even Tioga Pass in Yosemite is open right now, so you can get to wherever you want to go. And as far as the campgrounds, if you want to come up here, I'd say make a reservation for the campgrounds or get here early in the day because they are full. People want to get outside. They're up here. So anyhow, just wanted to give that report on what to expect. We're looking forward to a great season up here in the Sierras.
Oh, that sounds great, Dave. That sounds like fun. And the trout fishing, you catching some trout?
Oh, yes. Well, actually, this last week we had some wind that kept me off water for a few days there, but it's calmed down now, so I'm ready to go back out there and hit it again. So, one other thing I want to add, too, is I know that Adventures in Camping, they're a good friend with the show there. I've seen them in action up here, and it's just like they say on their ad on the show. I saw where, you know, in the National Forest campgrounds where they pull the trailer in, the people show up, they stay for however long they are. When the campers leave, the Adventurers in Camping, they're right in there within an hour pulling the trailer out, and somebody's ready to do it again. So I've seen them in action. They really got a good operation up here.
Yeah, I bet you're jealous because you have to do all the work, and they do all the work for you at Adventure in Camping, right?
Oh, yeah, that's one big advantage they have. You know, we have our own RV, and we travel extensively and spend several months of year traveling in it, but if we didn't have that and just wanted to come up to the Sierras for a trip, believe me, that is the way to go.
All right. Well, great, Dave. Nice to hear from you. Enjoy the Sierras. Have fun. Thanks a lot for the report. Appreciate that. Hey, I have a great text here from Blake in Temecula, and he says, my family has stayed at the ranch. The best and very safe reef in front is very nice. We found lots of great fish and lots of nice tackle for the trollers there at Rancho Leonero. Thank you for that. So nice kudos from Blake there, and sounds like he brings his family down there. And that's the thing you got to stress about Rancho Leonero is it's very family-oriented, right?
Big time, yeah. Yeah. Very much so. You know, I encourage it when we're doing the shows, and hopefully we'll start doing them again. I'll see a family walking by, and I'll say, babysitter, $20 a day. Boy, they beat right at us. So it's it's a safe spot, like I said. Yeah. It's just no waves. It's
You don't even lock your doors.
No.
Yeah. I mean, they give you a key, and you just throw the key on the dresser and just give it back to them at the end of the
Some people lock them, but it's totally not necessary. Yeah. We really don't have any problem, and it's safe water wise too. But you can let the kids run around on the beach, and it's very very shallow.
Yeah.
In front. You know, honestly,
you can brush your teeth in the water from the faucet. It's not a problem.
Right. Yeah. It's all out of our well.
Yeah.
It's all safe. But for the kids, you know, they would have to take a long walk to drown because it's just such a shallow drop in front, no current or anything. So the kids can just run loose and
paddleboard, kayaks, very popular down there. And you have snorkel gear for rent, kayaks for rent, you have paddleboards for rent.
Absolutely.
So it's a nice family oriented.
Yeah, I mean, really.
And very inexpensive too, I might add, because all the meals are included, right?
Exactly.
And you pick there's various styles of rooms, and all of them are nice. There is no bad room at Rancho Leonero.
No, it ranges between, depending on the time of year, between $150 and $350 a night for two people, meals included. And if you go over to Cabo, you'll spend more than that on food.
On food, yeah.
Just the food alone.
Yeah,
for sure. That's an incredible price.
Yeah, you're like the last of the all-inclusive places in the East Cape.
Yeah, we're also, yes, we are. And we're also the last of the hotels that freezes your fish for free. Everybody else, you have to go out into the processor. But
if you want the processor, I like the processor myself because I like the vacuum pack. East Cape Smokehouse, Chris is there at the dock. They'll smoke your fish. They'll vacuum pack your fish for you. They'll fillet it and everything. So if you want that service, and he'll deliver it back to you the day you leave.
He does. He was over. God, he was over.
He was busy.
5:30 in the morning, he's over, and he's got a sheet this thick. He's got about 20 boxes of fish he's got to distribute. People are leaving right after the tournament. They do a really good job. I don't mean to diss them, but we do offer it for free.
But if you want it for free, you have it.
If you utilize
old style.
Old style, bring your own Ziploc bag, and they'll fillet it for you and freeze it.
No changes.
But if you utilize Chris, could we utilize your freezer to keep it until...
He has got good freezers, too. Normally what he does is he processes them, and he
holds it.
We have yet, certainly this year, we have not had any problem with people, him even being late. Everybody gets nervous about their fish, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
If 5 hours before they're due to depart, you know, their fish isn't there, they start getting nervous. But he has not been late this year.
No, they provide a great service.
Yeah, he does. He does. Yeah. Very, very good.
And he lives at the ranch, so.
Yeah, he does. He's got a home on there.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's everybody's pretty close.
Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to John. John Colm from Escondido. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, John. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And I just got off the water. I went on a day and a half trip on the Pacifica. And, what a great time. What a great outfit. And the fish are close. We left 9 o'clock Friday night, and we were in the zone by 12:30. And we had hook fish by 12:45, and quantity, but was quality. And then when the sun came up, we chased them and this and that. When the sun went down, and this is the one cool thing about the Pacifica, he kept us out there till 1 o'clock in the morning, this morning, right? Flat falling and stuff like that. Taking advantage of, the evening because they were so close. You know, we just had that, short drive back into the dock and everything. But my question is for John is, my wife and I have been down to Los Barrilos, Where are you in relation to Los Burros?
We're just right around the corner. You know the little flat top mesa as you look down the bay? That's up against the beach. We're just right at the base of that. We're just right underneath that. So we're about no more than 5.5 miles, 6 miles from Los Perales, just right around the corner down the beach. Easy to find. You know, it's hard to see the hotel when you're driving by in a boat because all the materials when I built the hotel are from the area, so it's just naturally.
So it all blends in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's got palm roofs and then the stone of the fascia of the hotel is from the mesa back behind, so it blends.
It all
right
blends
in. Oh yeah, about a mile off, you just can't see it.
It
anymore.
Just disappears. Yeah,
it disappears.
It's really cool. Yeah. Pretty awesome. Well, John, hey, great. I'm glad you had fun on the Pacifica and some good bluefin tuna fishing going on now. And some good fishing
going
on.
It's so crazy.
And it's close.
But fishing from midnight to 1 a.m. the next day.
Yeah, vampire fishing.
Right?
Yeah. I was talking to Gerby, Captain Brian Sims from the Royal Star the other day, and he was just saying, you know, it's like, oh, man, you guys are going 19 hours a day. No, he says, try 22 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's like these poor crews are exhausted, so take it easy on them.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
They're. But anyway, John, thanks a lot for the call. I'm glad you enjoyed the Pacifica out of Seaforth and
Captain Andrew.
Yeah, great operation.
Cool.
Hey, this is from Kim and Chris in San Marcos. Who, by the way, the tuna tamers? They came in third place in the tournament and took away a nice $500. Prize from Cutwater Spirits. Got the and guess I guess I had to write the check to Chris because I guess he says thank you John Cutwater, let's talk hookup for a great tournament. It was our first time in the tournament and Kim's first time at the ranch. We'll definitely be back next year.
Perfect.
So they're coming back to defend their third, maybe take first place next year. Defend their title.
Thanks. Well, I expect it to be a big tournament next year, too. I really do.
Yeah.
It's such a good one this year.
Yeah, it was good. And it was great having Kim and Chris, too.
Yeah, thank you, Kim.
A lot of couples, too.
A lot of couples.
Yeah, Kim and Chris, nice couple. And also, Ken and Kathy won the billfish release.
Right.
They won $250 for the most billfish release. So a lot of couples were competing and very competitive in the tournament. And then I also might want to add, too, that the jackpot winner of $3,000 in cash, courtesy of Cutwater Spirits, and a trip to return to the ranch was Grandpa and the Kid. And they did a great job. Jim and Mike came in, and it's really? Literally it's Grandpa and his grandson.
Don't forget what boat they were on, though.
They were on your boat, right?
El Jefe,
yes.
Yeah, which is my boat, and it's a good speedy boat.
They already have it booked next year, by the way. So
it's
already sold.
It is. It's a fast boat and set up for tuna fishing, and it will work fish this season. That's for sure.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to book El Jefe, which is kind of your top of the line boat at the ranch,
right.
They just need to request it if it's available, right?
Yeah. You call into the office and you can block it.
What is El Jefe?
$1,300 a day.
No, what is it?
What is it? It's a lures. A 34
lures. 34 lures.
Yeah, it's exactly the same as Steve Pinard's boat.
Oh, okay. Exactly the same
beautiful
as
boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As the Blackjack over at Dana Landing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sister ship.
Sister ship, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And she's a nice boat.
Such a comfortable boat.
Yeah. I'm very attached. They're all my boats, but that's my boat.
That's the one you go fishing on.
That's the one.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Tom? Tom from San Diego. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Tom. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing awesome.
Good morning, Tom.
Good. I have a little story, Jack. I came by to see you one time, and on the way I was a little bit delayed diving out of down at the reef. What do you call it again?
Cabo
Pulmo. So I couldn't go diving. I went snorkeling. Well, the last stop, as I'm getting on, I had to swim a little quickly because you got to go up that ladder, and I packed maybe a pound or two extra. So as I look down to pull my fin off, the captain's motioning, looking down at me. I'm going, what? I look down. Here's a mouth that could have swallowed five of us. It was a whale shark, and he would just curiously follow me along. So you never know what you're going to see when you're down there.
No, there's a lot of big basking sharks in there. Yeah. I wrote a number of them. Yeah. And they're so tame. They're such cool.
And one of the most popular dives at Pulmo is to dive with the bull sharks on the wreck.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of big bull sharks. It would have been cool to see, but
you have my eyes as big as saucers.
Yeah. But people, I mean, that's like the first dive that gets sold out is to dive with the bull sharks on the wreck.
Seriously.
Yeah. And there's four or five, and there's one that's just giant with a great big belly. Yeah. This is the fattest bull.
I think I'm okay.
He's so fat. he's so fat. He's full. He's not going to eat me.
He's got a residence,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. No, yeah. And a lot more sharks than there used to be in the early days. And there's a lot more sharks throughout the Cortez right now than there were when I first started, which is interesting. And a lot more turtles, too.
Yes,
really.
Yeah, they're mating. Every time you saw them, there would be two of them. They were all coupled up. And the captains go shaka shaka, you know. But which means but what'll happen here is in the next month they'll start laying. And last year we had over 400 nests on our property.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's about 100 eggs per nest, and we have a nursery.
How cool is that?
Yeah. And then we do release, and the birth rate, you know, success rate on the eggs is almost 100%. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And they're little guys. They look like little hand grenades. They look like little pineapple hand grenades.
How neat is that? That's pretty cool.
And we do release.
Survival rate is small on them. Yeah. They're great fish food. I mean,
they get like a
3 or 4% success rate. There's still a lot of turtles.
It's a numbers game, then you consider we have 400 nests, so we'll release 40,000 of the little guys in the water, whereas in a normal nature. Rural circumstances, probably one tenth of those would hit the water, maybe 4,000.
Yeah.
And so it's an arms game. We're opening them. And when we're out there, you know, we've been doing it 20 years now, and the size of the turtles and all that are just about 20 years old. And you see so many more now.
So many.
I was down there in 79 in the beginning, and there's so many more turtles now than there were.
Yeah.
It's a really good deal. We do, you know, of course, for the guests, we do releases as the women cry. Everybody loves it. But the school kids, we bring the school kids over and have a little party for them and let them release them. It's traditional in Mexico, Guayama, which is like their Easter turkey, the turtle. So we're trying to break them of that and have some empathy. And it's working. They're much more sympathy for them.
You don't see the turtle soup on the menu anymore.
No, well, occasionally.
Yeah.
But there's certainly bunches and bunches more.
Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah, for sure.
It kind of got off the sharks a little bit. And a lot more sharks, too. There's not a commercial shark fishery like there used to be. So, which is healthy for the ecosystem, that's for sure.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate that. Let's jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. Greg, home from Paris. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Greg.
Do we have Greg? I guess we lost.
Well, partly blue for us, hey?
Yeah, I guess we lost Greg.
Well, let's move on. Maybe Greg will call back. Let's talk to Doug, our good friend from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Okay, seems like maybe we're having some issues with the phone there.
That happens, right?
I have a text here, headed for Rancho Llanero at the end of the month with my teenagers, 11, 14, and 16, renting a ponga and plan to sup fish and fish to beach. And what is your recommendation for rod and reel and tackle?
Nice.
Well, you know, we have everything on the boats, and we have rental gear for the beach as well. If you want to bring anything, bring a beach rig. Or if you want to fish outside, it's always fun to fish with your own gear. I recommend, if you don't want to pay for the extra rod holder and all that, take your reel off and put it in your check bags, and we'll marry it up to a rod down there.
Yeah.
Which is so easy, right?
Yeah. Which is real easy, yeah. And you don't pay extra for the extra rod carrier.
And we've all traveled with rods, and it can be a pain in the rear, right? So just to be able to bring your reels down and
people want to fish with their own equipment, that's for sure. We have very, very good equipment, mostly accurate, but people like to bring those stuff. So I highly recommend if you just stick your reel in your bag.
Super
easy. In your check bag.
In check bag.
Carry on with line, a reel with line on it, so no.
Yeah.
I won't take it. So put it in your check bag. And besides that, you know, if you have a spin casting rig that you like, a surf casting rig, And bring that down. Bring the reel down. We've got the rods for that as well.
There you go. It's really the way to go. And especially if you're going through on Valeris, through TJ, through Tijuana Airport on the CEDX, because if you are checking a rod tube, you have to go to the master line inside the Cabo, inside the
you
Tijuana
Airport.
You
can't use the one at CEDX.
You can't use the one at CEDX, yeah. Which is a big deal.
Really?
It costs you at least 45 minutes.
I got
yeah.
you.
Yeah, for
oh,
sure.
I
so
didn't
you
know that.
So now at CEDX, you can actually check your luggage on the U.S. side, and then you get it tagged there, and then you carry it across, and they have a special line where you can just go in, and then you're done. You go in through security. If you have a rod tube, it doesn't work. You have to go into the general arena.
Totally
there,
makes sense.
It can be a zoo. Yeah.
So we've got plenty of rods down there.
We've talked about it before, but we're so fortunate to have TJ Airport right here and Valeris. And I've heard Ricky and you talk about it.
Yeah.
Like literally, you could leave here in the morning and be having lunch and a margarita at the ranch.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
and no COVID test on the way back.
They've got now 3 flights a day, not direct.
They
and,
do. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do. And they've got one. It leaves here at 6 p.m., from Tijuana.
Yeah.
You lose an hour, so you arrive there at 9.
Yeah.
And then it turns around and it comes back, leaves at 10 p.m.
Wow.
And arrives here at 11 in the United States. And it's always, especially that evening flight, is so inexpensive. It's crazy.
It's the least expensive of all. Huh?
It's never less than half of Alaska. No offense for Alaska or anything, but it's half.
Alaska has nice service, great, but if you want to save some money, they're gouging right now. Let's face it. Because Cabo is so popular right now.
And they're selling the tickets.
And their flights are packed.
Well, they upset me because they charge twice to fly to Cabo than due to Hawaii, which is 3 or 4 times as far.
Yeah.
You know,
people
want
to travel.
How does that work?
But some people like to fly. I mean, it's 7 minutes from my house to go to San Diego Airport.
Yeah.
But you know, if you're going to save, you know, twice the price.
Well, one of the bennies of Valaris, flying on Valaris, is you don't have to have the COVID test. Either,
right.
Because you're walking.
You're flying domestic.
You're
right.
Flying domestic.
Mexico to Mexico.
Walking across.
I love it.
And it's never. It's always at least half of what Alaska's charging. Always. So,
wow.
And it's easy. I do it all the time.
All right. Well, hey, you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're going to have more from John and Rancho Leonero when we return on the Let's Talk About Bap and a Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
For
over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, combining with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, some of the talk coming in, just talking about the ranch and the beautiful place.
Oh, man, so much to talk about. And, man, the phones are packed. We've got a lot of texts coming through. And but it's time for the catch report, Corey.
All right, and sponsored by Gamakatsu. Nautilus circle hooks have been the top choice for tuna fishing. From the Nautilus Lite, the regular Nautilus, and the new Nautilus HD, having the ability to choose the right size circle hook for the critical operation. And the Gamakatsu Nautilus, you have the choice and the confidence you are getting the finest hooks made. Stock up with the Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks at select tackle shops now.
Yeah, indeed. And let's go ahead and start with Captain Brian Willie, hey, Dana War Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey. Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, terrific. What's happening at Dinner Wharf?
Hey, we had a good week. You know, we're seeing our water temperatures warm up still a little bit here. 66 degrees is pretty much the standard temperature up here this week for us. Even with a little bit of wind, it was good to see the temperature didn't take too much of a hit. So with that, our happy anglers can expect to spend some time along a little bit of kelp here. We're seeing a lot of bass there. We're seeing that bass fishing pick up quite a bit as a result of that warm water and the sunshine that we had this week, for sure. Fly line anchovies and sardines, I'd say, fish the best this week. Afternoons, when the sun's been able to get on that water a little bit, we've been catching a little bit more on the artificial lures, the rubber lures, and stuff like that. And we're seeing some real nice yeesh pit for the guys bringing the shrimp for bait. So some good current in a few areas really helped perk up the bass fishing. So we're hoping that we see some more of that continue for our week here. Three-quarter day fishing, we've been down there off Camp Pendleton fishing bass as well. Some great action again on the kelp lines down there. Water in that zone, same deal, 66, which is good to see in a couple different areas. You know, just a good, solid water temp. Some nice sand bass on the sinker rigs, even a few of those trigger fish over some of those shallow rocks on the insides for the guys fishing the shrimp. This week, we've also been seeing a little bit of yellowtail under kelps off the beach. It hasn't really bit for us, but we've been seeing some nice schools of this little fish, like 6-pound fish, 8-pound fish, like down on those kelps. So that's all been inside of 10 miles. So we're going to keep tabs on that this next week, hopefully here with the good weather. Over at Clemente, the Fury and the Lexi has really good fishing. Yesterday, the Lexi had 26 yellowtails that are 4-inch anglers with fish just pushing about 10 pounds, I'd say. And then the Fury, he had a solid overnight trip. He ended up with 110 yellowtail and a couple hundred mixed rockfish for his overnight trip. Some bass, bonito, and whitefish in his mix. Marcus was saying that the flyline sardines or a sardine fish with the sliding egg sinker or the surface iron produced a lot of their fish yesterday. So great fishing finally again over there after the wind kept him away from that island for a few days this week. So fingers crossed that we roll into a good one this next week. If you guys want to hop on a trip, we do have open availability, so call the landing and make those reservations. Our phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage or check us out online at danawarf.com.
Yeah, sounds like some fun fishing for sure, Brian.
Yeah, keep it up, and I'll bet it's going to even get better next
right?
week. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Brian. Appreciate that call, and we'll talk to you next week. Let's go ahead and move on to the surf. Another Dana Wharf's local, Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire. Good morning, Gundy.
Good morning, Gundy.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Great.
Yeah, it's nice to see that calico bass perk up. We got the same action in the surf, actually. We had a Grunion run this week. Strong new moon tides, and the water's warming up, and it really came together on that calico bass. I got a big one to report. It'll make Corey's ears wiggle when I tell him the size of this fish.
You got my
like I said, Good action this week. You know, the calico bass improved, halibut solid, croaker bite good, lots of Caribbean in the surf line, so we've got it going. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut action along Goleta Beach, lots of fish ranging from 20 to 26 inches with kickers. I think 14 pounds was the better fish this week. Flash minnows have been hot, electric grunion and ghost colors, the all-white pattern. Working well for those guys. Also, some legal fish taken on swim baits at the harbor mouth. When the tide's moving, the baits in there, and they've been doing well there. Wiley supported good fishing on the reef beaches. A shop regular fish Las Flores with squid and scored several calico bass to 4 pounds, a copper rockfish, and the cabazon. Another angler caught and released 5 calico bass at Latigo on swim baits. And a reported 15-pound striper and a legal white sea bass taken up there at County Line. That County Line's always fishy for sea bass, that's for sure. Just Fishing reported several legal halibut taken up towards beach there. The grunion ran strong here. Good catches also near the Hermosa Pier. Top catch, I think, was a 34-inch fish taken on a flash minnow. Big fish reported strong croaker bite. Off Surfside, Huntington Cliffs, the fish are schooling outside the breakers, getting them with a long rod like a double or a single dropper loop rig. 2 to 3 pound yellowfin, 2 to 4 pound flatfin, red hot bay bass fishing in Alamitos Bay. Ketchum Tackle reported good croaker action. One regular had 20 yellowfin croaker to 3 pounds on a cherry berry flash minnow. He was fishing at River Jetty. He fished the same spot the next day and took 3 halibut with 1 legal, not a single croaker. So those croakers school and they swim around, so they move on you. Look for the bait. That's the best thing to do. Lots of corbina on the peninsula there. And then Dana Point reported some excellent calico bass action in the boilers in South Laguna there. Grunion pattern swim baits, one regular had some fish, several fish, 2 to 4 pounds, topped by a 7-pound, 2-ounce calico in the rocks off Laguna. And then finally, what do we got? A 6-pound, 5-ounce spotfin leads the croaker derby down there at Pacific Coast. So, man, that's a nice fish, Corey. You like to see those biggies in the boilers, don't you?
Man, I guarantee you that was not easy.
Yeah, that's some really serious good fish in there, Gundy. Hey, sure appreciate that. It's just going to get better here as we move into summer and get on down to the surf and listen to Gundy and we'll talk to you next week.
You can't tell, Pete. I'm fired up.
I am fired up. Yeah, that's awesome.
You got me fired up.
Yeah, got us all fired up.
Right?
Thanks, all right, gentlemen. Have a good week.
You too. All right. Special report now from Andrew from the Pacifica. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, guys. I got to say, man, I'm fired up too, man. I got big shoes to fill here.
Yeah, man. Gundy, man. Gets us all fired up, right? Hey, hey, I know you just got back this morning because we just heard from John, who was on the trip with you. And tell us about the fishing.
Yeah, you know, it was a good. It's been good. I'm sure for all of you guys following us, we ended up with 24 of them yesterday, with a phenomenal grade. We had 14 of them over 100 pounds, and our biggest was right at 205.
Oh, wow!
For a day and a half trip yesterday. Yeah, it was. And you know, it's been pretty consistent since we had that little bit of weather. It's been consistent for us. It's really been something special. You know, the one thing that's pretty cool about it too is being that it's within overnight range. We can get out there early enough on an overnight trip and get some flat falling in the morning before the sun comes up.
That's pretty awesome.
That's crazy.
So has it mostly flat fall? Or what is it? All nighttime? Is it daytime? What's the story?
You know, yeah, it's been, you know, majority of our fish have been coming in the dark on the flat falls and sinker rigs. But, you know, we've been able to, you know, pick and scratch and stay alive during the daytime as well. And as far as hooking them, it's everything under the sun, especially while the sun's up. Man, we had one fish last week. It was 110-pounder on a fly line sardine, which is pretty cool to see getting those bigger ones on a fly line bait.
Wow. Crazy.
You know, and it's a really tremendous amount of fish. The one thing that's kind of been pretty funny to watch just from my vantage point up here in the bridge is we're seeing schools of 18 to 25-pound fish. We're seeing schools of 50 to 60-pound fish, and we're seeing schools of 100 to 180-pound fish. So it's I guess what I'm getting at is pulling up on a school, we're used to seeing everyone standing at the bait tank ready to jump out and get out there. But now with with what's going on, we got everyone standing at the rod rack waiting for me to call out what size they are.
That's crazy, Andrew. And I know, John, a passenger of yours that came in this morning with you was talking about the night of departure, leaving at 9 p.m., and you guys are fishing by 12:30 in the morning and fishing all the way to 1 in the morning before you come to the dock.
Yeah. Like I said, it's pretty cool because, like, even on an overnight trip, you have a really good opportunity to get on one of those flatfall hits. It's definitely something pretty cool going on. And, you know, just
like super cool.
Lot of fishing time.
Yeah, it's hard on the crew though, right?
Oh, we got plenty of coffee. We got plenty of coffee.
Well, Andrew, what's the schedule this week? Any availability on the Pacific out of Seaforth?
Yeah, so we're pretty booked up on here, but there is plenty of boats at the landing. I think I was just looking before I called in. I think the Tribute's got one spot open tonight. I know that the Voyager has an overnight trip tomorrow night that's got some room on it. If you've never fished with Todd, he's a good friend of mine. He's good at what he does, and it's not really, you don't get very many opportunities to go out with him because he's primarily a charter boat.
Yeah.
But I know that we're booked up, but there's plenty of boats here at Seaforth that are going out and have spots to get on any of the action.
Hey, and a nice week of weather too.
Plenty of boats with plenty of free parking, Andrew.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Well, if we want to book the Pacifica for the future or any of those other boats this week, great week of weather, how do we get a hold of you?
For the Pacifica, you can do that right on our website at pacificasportfishing.com. For everyone else, it's down there at Seaforth's website, or you can call the landing at 619-224-3383 if you wanted to do it over the phone.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate the call, and congratulations on another great trip. Keep getting them.
Man.
All right.
Awesome report.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks.
What an awesome report. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out Islander-Charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit Islander-Charters.com for all the details.